Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for those enjoying time outdoors. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while Jerusalem experiences a pleasant breeze. A clear sky is expected in Haifa, adding to the warmth of the day. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla. The hotline mines and the struggle over tolls. The next battle over the Strait of Hormuz has already begun. This comes after a ceasefire and memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran in Switzerland, aiming to restore full operations at the Strait. Also, from Israel Hayom Hebrew. About 3 years after 10/7, rocket launcher destroyed in Gaza, forces deployed due to terror suspect. Overnight, positions ready for launch were destroyed, with a suspect detained near Kerem Shalom this morning. Also this hour, Jerusalem Municipality launches digital wallet for education payments. This new platform, announced by Israel Hayom, allows parents to manage and pay for after-school programs. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports IDF strikes on 4 new Hamas rocket-firing positions in Gaza post-ceasefire. Hamas is intensifying efforts to redevelop its rocket capabilities. And finally, from I-24 News, Israel and Lebanon are discussing the transfer of IDF-controlled areas in South Lebanon to the Lebanese army. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just in that Israeli forces on the Ali Taher Ridge identified and struck two armed Hezbollah operatives posing a threat. AMK mapping reports similarly, stating that the IDF claimed responsibility for eliminating the threat posed by these Hezbollah fighters near Nabatieh, southern Lebanon. Visegrad 24 highlights a separate issue, stating that a key Russian air carrier, Azimuth, declared a critical situation with aviation fuel due to soaring prices in Russia, despite global prices falling. Let's go deeper into today's stories, starting with the renewed tensions at the Strait of Hormuz. Walla reports that the U.S. and Iran are attempting to return the waterway to full operation following a ceasefire. The strategic strait is crucial for global oil transport, and any disruptions could have significant economic repercussions worldwide. Turning to the Gaza Strip, Israel Hayom details the overnight destruction of rocket launch positions, highlighting ongoing security concerns. The morning saw heightened deployment due to a suspect believed to be a terrorist near Kerem Shalom. This underscores the persistent volatility in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Municipality's new digital wallet aims to streamline education payments, as reported by Israel Hayom. This initiative could ease financial management for parents and improve the efficiency of local education services. The IDF's strikes on Hamas positions, detailed by the Jerusalem Post, come amid efforts by Hamas to rebuild its rocket capabilities. This move underscores the ongoing security challenges Israel faces post-ceasefire, with potential implications for regional stability. Lastly, discussions between Israel and Lebanon over the transfer of IDF-controlled areas, as reported by I-24 News, could impact the geopolitical landscape. Successful negotiations might ease tensions and foster cooperation between the two nations. On the economic front. First, from Walla Business, Nochi Dankner, facing insolvency, has removed his opposition to proceedings. The Tel Aviv Magistrates Court is expected to move forward with insolvency orders, impacting the financial landscape. Separately, CTEC reports that Merav Bahat is raising a $25 to $30 million AI fund. This initiative, supported by prominent investors, aims to bridge Israel's tech ecosystem with Silicon Valley, focusing on AI infrastructure and cybersecurity. And finally, Globes highlights that Varonis saw a 7% share price jump following acquisition interest. This reflects growing investor confidence in data security sectors amid potential private equity buyouts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.